Everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Darius.
And we're talking today about
books.
Yeah. Now, do you like to read?
Oh, I love to read. I feel like as of late, like recently, mm-hmm. I haven't been reading as much as I used to.
Oh.
But if it's a good book or a good recommendation from someone, I try to pick it up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mostly read for school these days because I'm in my postgraduate university program. So.
That's fun, right?
It can be kind of dry, which means like kind of boring and hard to get through, but actually the topics are okay.
Okay. At least it's a good enough read.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little boring, but that's okay.
Yeah. Now, have you ever read something that earned a literary award?
In high school, there were lots of required readings that mm-hmm. we had to do. Of course, and most of those received awards. Like To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But those weren't really my favorites. I more so like fiction stories that have more of a journey or some type of adventure, fantasy.
Like Lord of the Rings?
I have not read that, actually.
Really? Oh my gosh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
But, I mean, smaller.
Oh, okay, well.
The same concept, but less pages.
Fair enough.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I think the most recent one that I can think of is by Murakami, the Japanese author who's won a lot of awards, and he's known for his kind of weird stories, but they're really, like, he's considered a modern classic.
Modern classic.
Yeah, yeah. So I really like his books. But today we're actually talking about something a little more local. We're not talking about Japanese authors or American authors. We're actually talking about authors who are here in Taiwan. And we're going to talk about why it's important for their stories to be told. So let's go ahead and go to the article and see what we're talking about today. Reading.
T-Lab. Celebrating stories and teaching acceptance. On September 29th, 2019, an awards ceremony was held at the Alishan National Forest Recreation Area. There, under the towering thousand-year-old trees, judges celebrated the works of several Southeast Asian immigrant authors. The Taiwan Literature Award for Migrants, TLAM, is about more than just giving out prizes, though. It is about giving a voice to the country's largest foreign community. Zhang Jung, who started TLAM, used to run a Southeast Asian newspaper in Taipei. Thousands of readers sent him stories, often about their problems living in Taiwan. It was from these stories that he got the idea for the award. Zhang wanted to create a platform for these writers to share their works in their own native languages. TLAM had its first event in 2014 and was open to Thai, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Indonesian writers. TLAM's committee is careful about which works it selects each year. But Zhang says he cares more about the award's effect on Taiwanese society. By giving Southeast Asian writers an audience in Taiwan, he hopes to help bring them respect and understanding.
All right, so today's article starts out by saying, on September 29th, 2019, an awards ceremony was held at the Alishan National Forest Recreation Area. Very long way of saying Alishan National Park.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So a ceremony here is talking about like a formal event. Mm-hmm. So we're talking right off the bat, we're talking about an event. Now you might associate with this awards. It's where people go through some traditional action to achieve a goal. So an award ceremony is a formal presentation of awards. You give awards to people in a formal way. A wedding ceremony is a formal way to show people are getting married to each other with lots of people watching. Yeah. And then recreation, when we talk about Alishan Recreation Area, those are activities people do for fun. There's a lot of those. Like on Alishan, it might be, I don't know, hiking, playing sports, rock climbing, something like that. Can also be sports. What do you like to do for recreation?
Typically, I like hiking. I think that's the best because you can do a lot of things while you're hiking.
Oh, that's true.
A break. Maybe you want to play a sport if it's not too dangerous, of course.
You can listen to music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sit by the river or climb a tree.
Or draw.
Or draw.
I like to draw. Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite kind.
So, we continue the article. There under the towering thousand-year-old trees, judges celebrated the works of several Southeast Asian immigrant authors. So, in that sentence, we have the verb celebrate. Celebrate means when we will do something that's fun or enjoyable to show that something is special or that it is important to us. So an event or a party that we will celebrate, this can be called a celebration. When we add the letter D to celebrate, this can be the past tense as used in the sentence, celebrated, or it can be used as an adjective. When used as an adjective, this will describe something or someone who is widely known or famous. Like, Jolin Tsai is a celebrated Taiwanese musician.
For sure.
So, to use it as an example, as a verb, I'm going to celebrate my birthday with my close friends this weekend.
Happy birthday!
Thanks.
Yay! All right, and our next word is going to be immigrant. Let's find out what that means right now. When we talk about somebody being an immigrant, this is a noun that means someone who moves from the country where they were born to another country, and they stay in that new country to build a life there. When you use the prefix im to add at the front of a word, that means in here. So it's a person who comes to the new country. Now, if you want to do the opposite meaning, you can put e or a at the beginning, so you get emigrant. Now, that's talking about somebody leaving their old country. So somebody could be both an emigrant from one place and an immigrant to another. Now, the noun of becoming an immigrant is immigration. That's the process of becoming an immigrant. Now, if you want to say it as a verb, you immigrate to somewhere. Here's an example sentence. Our neighbors are a family of immigrants from Germany. The parents moved here several years ago, and their kids were born here. That might mean the kids are second-generation immigrants. So we started out talking about literature and stories, and now we're adding in something about immigrants, so people who come to this country. And that put together is actually our topic today. So the article says the Taiwan Literature Award for Migrants, that's T-L-A-M or T-L-A-M, is about more than just giving out prizes, though. Right, so we're talking about literature again. Literature is, yeah, it includes books, but it also includes stories, poems, what else?
Anything that you write.
Yeah, anything that you write. It could, I mean, maybe a song could be considered literature too. Yeah. Usually literature refers to fiction, but it can also be something like artistic or creative nonfiction. Now, literature is a really big part of people's culture. Their written works, their styles, their stories going all the way back to the beginning of when people learned how to write. Yeah. And so then we have this other word, migrant. Well, this is related to immigrant. If you take the I-M or im off of immigrant, you get migrant. They're people who move from one place to another. Usually the word migrant talks about people who move frequently and don't really stay in one place, or they move back and forth for work. It can also talk about animals, though. Migrant animals that go to different places in the world for different seasons.
In that sentence, we said giving out awards. So we have the phrasal verb give out. So this means we are passing something along so that everyone has that thing. When we use give out, we usually follow it with a noun as the thing that others will receive or get. For example, the movie theater is giving out movie tickets, the movie tickets being what the people will receive.
Nice. So if the movie theater is giving out movie tickets, that means you get them for free, right?
Exactly.
Sweet. Okay.
If we were so lucky. So we continue in the article with saying, it is about giving a voice to the country's largest foreign community. So in that sentence, we have the word community. Usually this word refers to a group of people inside of a larger group. And these people are connected or related in some way. So here it describes the people who are not originally from Taiwan being that community.
Ah, okay. So foreigners, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Us.
Like us, yeah. But they're actually from somewhere else. So the article says, Chang Cheng, or Zhang Zheng, who started T-Lam, used to run a Southeast Asian newspaper in Taipei. So we're talking about Southeast Asian foreigners from, like, I don't know, Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, those kind of places.
So we continue. Thousands of readers sent him stories, often about their problems living in Taiwan.
It was from these stories, these thousands of stories that he got the idea for the award. Yeah, and people have a lot of interesting stories to tell, especially when they've made a dramatic life change, like moving to a new country.
Exactly. So things will be different. Maybe even people treat them differently.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this sentence, we also see this specific grammar pattern. It was from these stories that blah, blah, blah. So this is a grammar pattern that goes, it was noun phrase that blah, blah, blah. This kind of sentence shows emphasis on the noun phrase that follows, it was. We want to make it clear that the noun is important by placing it after it is or it was. So an example might be, Mary's cat knocked over the expensive vase. That's a simple statement. You could just be reporting that it happened or telling somebody that the vase got knocked over. It doesn't really, like, it's not a big deal that the cat did it. It just happened. But if you say, it was Mary's cat that knocked over the expensive vase, that you are pointing out Mary's cat as the one who did it. Who knocked over the vase? Do you know? It was Mary's cat that did it, not somebody else. It was from these stories in the newspaper, in our article, that Zhang Zheng got the idea for the award. So this shows that the stories are actually the most important part of the sentence. So the stories gave him the idea. Of course, that's why they are important, and that's why we had them in this grammar pattern of it was blah, blah, blah.
So since Zhang got the idea from all of these people sending him stories, the article continues, Zhang wanted to create a platform for these writers to share their works in their own native languages.
Which is, that's great, right?
Absolutely.
So it's giving people opportunity, which is what a platform is. This is a noun, and it can be used in different ways, but here in the article, it means the chance or opportunity to share your ideas, opinions, or what you think. So if someone uses, creates, or needs a platform, this means they can use, create, or need something that will help them share their ideas. Mm-hmm. So an example sentence, social media has become a good platform for people to share their experiences, meaning now that people have the ease of sharing their thoughts, feelings, maybe not all good.
Not but always, but
they have that opportunity and that chance to do so.
So like YouTube and
exactly
TikTok, all that sort of thing.
It can be fun, creative, or it can be very serious.
Mm-hmm.
So in the article, Cheng is giving the writers opportunity to share in their native languages. And native is an adjective. This word describes something that is originally from or born in a certain place. In the article, it's mentioned as native language. This means the original language spoken by a group of people in the place that they are from. Native can also be used as a noun. And if it's a noun, this means a person who was born from that original place. A word similar to native would be indigenous. So an example sentence to use native would be, after working abroad for many years, Cindy returned to work in her native Taiwan.
So it sounds like they're being able to write stories in their original languages then.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, the article goes on to say, TLAM had its first event in 2014. It was only about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And was open to Thai, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Indonesian writers.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're open to these people. Open to X. That means these people can take part in this event or contest or something. It's for them, but it means it's not for everyone. If you say something is open to such and such group of people, it means it's not open to everyone. It's only for these people. However, you can say something is open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, this class is open to children under 12. It means only kids under 12 can be in the class. Now, when we talk about these languages, Thai, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Indonesian, these are the official languages of the respective countries. Thai is from Thailand, Vietnamese from Vietnam, Tagalog is from the Philippines, and Indonesian, or Bahasa, is from Indonesia.
Wow. That's pretty great to have so many writers from different countries and languages in one room together.
Absolutely. And I think I read that they actually get volunteer translators to translate their stories into Chinese as well.
That is so great. Just makes things a lot easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just freely speak and just write as you normally would.
That's right.
So we continue in the article. TLAM's committee is careful about which works it selects each year. But Zhang says he cares more about the award's effect on Taiwanese society.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So in this sentence, we have committee. Committee is a noun, and it is a group of people who are picked or selected to make decisions and make plans for a larger group or organization. So for example, when I was in college, I was a part of student leadership committee.
Hmm. So that means you were part of, like, making decisions on what exactly?
For leadership. Oh, so basically opportunities for students to learn about being a leader on campus or taking opportunities to maybe show other students around or clean up even. Anything just to give others the opportunity to understand what it takes to be a leader.
Cool. Very cool. So that sounds really cool. So they have a committee that votes on the stories, and that means that everybody gets to kind of have a chance to show their work.
Yep.
Now, the article goes on to say, by giving Southeast Asian writers an audience in Taiwan, he hopes to help bring them respect and understanding. That's definitely something we can all use a little bit more of.
Yes, I definitely agree.
Yeah, so respect here is another vocabulary word we have. It's a noun. It could also be a verb, but here we're using it as a noun. Respect means you show that you understand and value the beliefs, the opinions, the experiences of other people. Mm-hmm. And you think and you believe that what they do matters and should be heard and should be listened to and should be seen. Now, if you want to turn it into a noun, you can add F-U-L at the end and turn it into an adjective, which is respectful. Now, here's an example sentence. My friends may be crazy around me, but when they visit my family's house, they show great respect to my parents. Which means that they're very polite and they, you know,
tone it down.
Exactly.
It's also a very popular song by Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Found out what it means to... Okay, I'm not a singer, but you can also look that song up.
Every time I try to spell respect, I literally cannot say it. I can only sing it.
You have to. That's the purpose of it.
It's the... Yeah.
And you'll never forget.
You'll never forget how to spell respect. You listen to that song. All right, so I believe that's all the time we have in our day one article. But for day two, we're actually going to talk a little more about the people who have won this award and what the future of TLAM is. Because, of course, it's still going on and 2020 is going to bring another round of new writers. So right now, we're going to go straight to our For You chat. We'll see you right there.
Chat. All right, so we're back for our For You chat, and the question we're going to pose to you and for ourselves is, how do you think a special literature award for Southeast Asian writers helps the immigrants here? So what do you think having TLAM does for the people who write these stories and to share with the Taiwanese society?
Well, if I'm to be honest, I think people from Southeast Asia who move here often are not given great opportunities. They often find themselves as like domestic workers or in like jobs where they're not really treated as people who have a voice.
Agreed.
So I think this is extremely important for them to be able to tell their stories and be seen more as people.
Right. I absolutely agree. Because sometimes, you know, when people are different from us, we fill in the blanks for them. We don't allow them to tell their story. So with this, we're able to read their stories and have them share with us their experiences. And hopefully that can make us change the way that we treat them or how we see them.
Right, exactly. And, you know, every individual person has a different story. So just because somebody is, you know, filling some of these boxes that you might check for them, that doesn't mean that their story isn't worth hearing. I think you should always try and, like, talk to other people about their lives.
Exactly.
It's worth your while to learn. And you can always learn from other people and what they have to say.
Yeah, you will lose nothing, only gain more information.
Yeah, it's always a gain. And you'll make new friends as well.
Exactly.
So that's what I think.
Yeah.
And that means that we are done with our day one article. But we're going to be back for day two, and we will see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
TLAM, celebrating stories and teaching acceptance. On September 29th, 2019, an awards ceremony was held at the Alishan National Forest Recreation Area. There, under the towering thousand-year-old trees, judges celebrated the works of several Southeast Asian immigrant authors. The Taiwan Literature Award for Migrants, TLAM, is about more than just giving out prizes, though. It is about giving a voice to the country's largest foreign community. Zhang Zheng, who started TLAM, used to run a Southeast Asian newspaper in Taipei. Thousands of readers sent him stories, often about their problems living in Taiwan. It was from these stories that he got the idea for the award. Zhang wanted to create a platform for these writers to share their works in their own native languages. TLAM had its first event in 2014 and was open to Thai, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Indonesian writers. TLAM's committee is careful about which works it selects each year. But Zhang says he cares more about the award's effect on Taiwanese society. By giving Southeast Asian writers an audience in Taiwan, he hopes to help bring them respect and understanding.
Vocabulary Review.
Celebrate. The government celebrated the scientists' important work at a special event. Immigrant. Immigrants often face problems, like learning a new language and living in a different culture. Platform. This website is a platform for all of us to learn about and discuss new business. Native. Only native speakers of English may apply at this school to become teachers. Committee. People on the school committee vote on the sports events held each year for students. Respect. Everyone in this culture has a lot of respect for teachers and old people.
智慧小补帖.
Ceremony. Recreation. Literature. Migrant. Community.